Sharon and Chester Porches Jr., 1,200 feet southeast of Road 79, south of Porches Lane. They're seeking a variance from front and side yard setback requirements. Is that correct? First, ladies first, name?
Sharon K. Porches, 4391 Porches Lane, Seaford, Delaware.
Chester Harold Porches Jr., 4391 Porches Lane, Seaford, Delaware.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct the best of your knowledge?
Yes, sir.
I do.
All right, thank you. Do we have any of this?
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We are requesting a variance from our front setback and side setback. The reason why there's pictures coming down, there is a uniqueness of the land. Okay. First picture coming along there, you can see is the land coming up to it. This is the easement where the property line is. As you move on, when you see the second picture, you'll see there's two dwellings. As they get down, I'm sorry for one copy, there is two existing dwellings. This dwelling is a garage. As per, you should have a copy of the survey.
I can't get over this.
This is the garage to be removed. Okay. That is sitting in the 50-foot easement.
Why? Okay.
So we will be removing this garage. This is a double-wide structure trailer. We plan on building, hopefully, being able to build in front of this double-wide trailer, then move the double-wide trailer off the property. As you get into some of the other pictures, this is the uniqueness of the land. This is the back of the double-wide trailer. As you can see, it goes down. There's wooded area all around. We do not want to disturb the wooded area. I would like to stay and build, which is the last picture, right in this area, in my front yard now. That would put me with the 50-foot easement where the existing garage is. That's why I'm requesting the whole 30 foot to stay in front of the double wide trailer up to the line of easement. The land also on the survey, it's kind of hard to tell, but our property line flares out this way. But I wanted to come up with a building into this corner part of the easement. There, that's why I'm requesting 2 foot from the side. Hopefully allowing enough for the eaves of the house.
Right.
I do not have any blueprints or designs, depending what we can decide for our area that we feel we could build.
I can't.
Are you all keeping the existing carport?
It's movable.
Yeah.
Movable. We will probably be moving it, as you can kind of hard to see, but it does go down into a drainage ditch right beside this carport and then back into the wooded area.
So it's not a concrete pad or anything?
No.
The purpose of the easement, is that to access the other parcel? What is the purpose
yes,
of the
easement? Yes. This was a subdivision of Mr. Porch's family, and the double-wide trailer has been there for 20 years. We wanted to build for a permanent structure. We had to do a subdivision. Therefore, our existing 20-foot easement we had with Mr. Gundry was no longer valid. New subdivision required a new 50-foot front easement. We were hoping to have Mr. Gundry sign a deed of easement for us for this original. It's this 50 foot here. As you can see, we're using it. I don't think Mr. Gundry has any objections, as you can see, to us using some of his property. However, he did not want to put that in the form of a deeded easement. He wanted to keep his section of farmland there as it was, and I can respect that.
Mr. Rickett, I take it that there's been a variance granted for this parcel, the subdivision?
Okay, parcel number 101.
Yeah, for the road frontage.
Okay.
In
31-20-101.
Do you recall?
Yes, we were here for the zoning variance.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was variance with the condition of the shed to be removed.
Okay. So yeah. So obviously
we can do that.
You would at least, if it weren't for the easement, you would at least meet the front setback requirement.
Yes.
So without an easement, you can't get back to it then, is that right? Or you can't use it?
There is an existing easement. We are actually one half a mile from road.
Yeah.
Woodland Church Road.
Easement comes into the northeast corner.
We had an existing 20-foot easement coming down here.
Right.
Going right across with the driveway. This was as one parcel then.
Okay.
So we had a 20-foot easement here on this corner. When we divided it in two, we were required to have a 50-foot easement. The property, as you can see, is not straight across. That brings it further back into the area I wanted to build. As being this corner is back into that building area. There seems to be plenty of room over here, question.
Whose property does that easement cross?
This is Mr. and Mrs. Porches Senior. This is Chester Porches Junior.
So your relatives own that from on the road, Woodland Ferry Road?
Yes.
What's next to that property?
What's next to our property?
Yeah. On the west side would be my parents' home. On this side right here.
Right, where the corner of the house is going to be?
Oh, that's all wooded area.
Yeah, that's, yes.
That's all wooded area.
Okay.
And, but John Gundry owns all of it surrounding this parcel, on both sides in front.
And also what's on that side of property is a ravine.
Yeah, that's a little bit in picture, picture one.
So more than likely not buildable?
No.
Yeah.
Correct. And then, of course, picture four, there is, you can see there's a stake there. That's where our property line diagonally cuts up to the garage. And then over here is some grass, wooded area of Mr. Gundry.
Okay.
You're saying where the shed is back there is what? Unbuildable land?
On the west side of it?
Yes.
Okay, yes, it's a ravine right there. The picture's not showing it well, although you can see it falling off. And it's there's actually a little bit of a brook there from runoff from water on the fields.
So both sides. And then the carport side is where I also said there was a ditch that was drainage. And that's all. That was why we were requesting it, to be able to build up very close to the corner of the property.
And also it would leave us, some land behind us in case we need a storage building of some sort.
To replace the garage.
Lawnmowers and tractors.
We're going to tear down this garage. House behind this one, take out the double wide, maybe get another garage there if we can.
Great, Brian, thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Mills? No. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
No, let it go.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that certainly the shape of the lot and the easement creates a uniqueness for this parcel. And I think that the variance would enable reasonable use of the property. I don't see where it alters the central character of the neighborhood and a minimum to afford relief. Therefore, I make a motion we approve case number 9707.
Can I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9707. All those in favor of the motion, give me your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
Evening.